Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And Scott Merritt Galbraith has entered guilty pleas to multiple felony charges during his arraignment and plea hearing. Galbraith, facing two separate case files, admitted to charges including possession of a weapon by a prohibited person, possession of cocaine, felony firearm, and delivery of hydrocodone, all with habitual offender enhancements. As part of the plea agreement, he will forfeit all seized firearms and ammunition. The court accepted the pleas, finding them to be freely, voluntarily, and accurately made with a sufficient factual basis. Galbraith acknowledged prior convictions, including false reporting of a felony and multiple operating while intoxicated offenses. Sentencing has been scheduled for March 23, 2026 at 9 a.m. Despite concerns expressed by the judge regarding Mr. Galbraith's personal well-being, his bond will continue until the sentencing date. And Teresa Marie Lake appeared in court Monday today from the Huron County Jail for a probation violation arraignment. She faces allegations of a technical probation violation, specifically for testing positive for fentanyl on January 22nd of this year. The court advised Ms. Lake of her rights, including the right to counsel, to confront witnesses, and the opinion to remain silent or testify, the option. She was informed that a guilty finding could result in up to 15 days in jail, and her attorney subsequently entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. A full probation violation hearing has now been scheduled for March 9th at 11:30 a.m. The court ordered Ms. Lake's release from jail, recalling the bench warrant with the condition that she continues to follow all existing terms of her probation. And Todd Michael Bond has pleaded guilty to his third operating while intoxicated charge, along with a habitual offender enhancement. This felony charge carries a maximum sentence of up to 10 years in prison due to the habitual offender status. Bond admitted to consuming intoxicating beverages, including a couple of shots of bourbon and at least 10 beers, before driving on October 21, 2025 in Windsor Township. A blood alcohol test later showed a level of 0.322, which is four times the legal limit. His extensive criminal history, including previous convictions for impaired driving, operating while intoxicated, and other felonies, was also acknowledged. The court accepted the plea, and sentencing has been scheduled for March 30th, 2026 at 9 a.m. Bond's current conditions will continue, and a pre-sentence investigation report will be prepared. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news. Gerald Bruce Hiltz II was in court today for a probation violation hearing. He faces a 6-count warrant for violating his probation with a not guilty plea entered on his behalf. This marks his 4th alleged violation, which could lead up to 5 years in prison. Concerns were raised about his alleged return to alcohol use. A new hearing is set for March 16th at 11:30 a.m. The court set bond at $5,000, requiring Mr. Hiltz to wear a SCRAM alcohol monitoring device. And that's been your local news for this hour, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, along with your obituaries, weather, school closings, cancellations, and more, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A net news update has been brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors.